Hey,
Hey,
what's up?
how do I sound?
I don't know. You sound fine to me, I guess.
Okay, because I got new AirPods, so I'm trying them out today.
Okay. I mean, I'm not the person to ask. You should ask Greg that question.
Yes, Greg will give me a full breakdown if I sound good or not, so we'll see.
Yeah, we shall
I'm ready,
see.
Greg.
Welcome to the Stuff in Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects with interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, or did, and what we do. You know, stuff in junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
This is Johnny.
This is Anna.
I saw this on Threads recently, and it kind of surprised me, because I don't think I've seen it before. There's a whole menu here for, like, an American breakfast. Does it mention the restaurant? Nope, doesn't mention the restaurant. And in it says card price and cash price. Like the card price for eggs any style is $7.28, and the cash price is $7. So essentially, they're adding the credit card price already on the menu.
Is this a Chinese restaurant? What's going on here, man?
No, it looks like a diner.
I sure it's not owned by Chinese people and stuff like that, because they love the cash, man. Get out of here, credit card.
It looks
Get
like a diner. I don't even know if the percentage is correct, because they have your two eggs with a choice of breakfast meat. It's cash price is $10, card price is $10.40. And then the other one is $11 for cash, and then $11.44 for card price. So and then the other one is $12.95 for cash, and then $13.47 for card. Like, I'm not sure if the percentage is correct. Close, but I'm not sure if they're just making it up or what at this point.
What is the card? With the credit card percentage, my understanding is like around 2%, right? That's what they have to pay.
So is that 2%? Like, is 28 cents 2% of $7?
I mean, technically, it should be, right? Isn't it like 2%?
Well, I mean, 2% of $10 is not 40 cents. 20 cents.
So they are
kind of making it up.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Just vibes and stuff and stuff.
So, have you ever seen a restaurant that has done this?
No, only gas stations.
I have encountered it, but like they don't say it outright. It's just like there was a coffee shop in Big Bear who had their prices like one coffee was like four something. Everybody paid with card except me. I paid with cash, and he ended up charging me three something for it. And I was like, oh, it's the cash price. And it was like, it was not known. It was not on the menu. It's just the menu was built in with the card prices. And then if you paid with cash, you got like, you know, you got the cash price, but it wasn't like really like out there. So I want to say I may have seen that in another place too, but I can't remember. But, I predominantly try to use cash when I have it. So, you know.
Well, like Yao Ming said, I only see this at gas stations.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm not even sure if it's 40 cents difference or 20 cents difference or what.
Right.
No, it's usually like a dollar.
No, dollars.
I'm
pretty sure it wasn't a dollar.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not that much.
I've seen a dollar.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, wow, then. Wow.
I've only seen it at gas stations. As far as restaurants, the only thing I've seen like that's not that's similar to this is just like, hey, it's cash only and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Or what do you call it? Or I think most restaurants, they were built in like the credit card transaction into the pricing, right? That's maybe like the overall philosophy and stuff. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Now, here's the question. Are they two timing? Like, are they doing like this is the price for the item, and here's the price with credit card purchase? And then what it actually is that the cash price is what it would be if there was a credit card purchase, and then the other one is just extra money.
Maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I'm assuming it's a mom and pop diner or something. For the most part, I'm not going to bust their balls. You know what I mean? Yeah. They've got to make a living. You know, it's not that big deal.
I actually like how it's forward about that. Tell you the truth. You know, I kind of appreciate that. I'm like, okay. That way I know exactly what's happening kind of thing, you know, and I don't really mind. And who nowadays actually minds that you're paying, that the business is paying a credit card fee? Everybody knows that by now, right? Even if you pay by debit card, it still goes to the credit card company, Visa or MasterCard anyway, right? So they should get charged anyway, even if it's debit. So so what are they gonna do? It's like the whole thing where in terms of like side money, not side money, but extra fees or whatever. I'm not sure if you heard this, Jami. I'm not sure if you heard this, Anna, but Lucy heard something about how California is trying to do a mileage tax instead of a gas tax. Have you heard of that?
No, I don't think so.
Anna, have you heard of this?
No.
So essentially, like, you know how when you go to the gas station, you know, you like we're saying, you pay extra for the gas, right? Based on credit card or cash payment, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what's ended up happening is that since a lot of people are complaining, like in California, like, why is the gas price so high? Why don't you just get rid of the gas tax? Blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. Even though people forget that the gas tax actually goes somewhere, like repairing roads or whatever. Mm-hmm. Assuming that's what they actually do.
Doesn't really repair roads.
I just said, assuming that's what they're actually using it for.
It goes into the pocket of big oil, is my understanding.
So
there's a pocket in the pothole.
Yeah.
So in
yeah, our roads look great, by the way. Yeah, they do a great job with that money. Yeah.
I'm sure you two have noticed. There's a lot of Tesla in California. Yes. None of those people are paying the gas tax.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the only way to get to a point where everybody still pays the gas tax is the mileage tax thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, though, right now it's still in a pilot program where they're trying to figure out how to tell when people are, how much mileage people have driven. What happens if you go out of state, right? Yeah. And the only way they can do it right now is through GPS. And quite honestly, I know we have GPSs in our car, but I don't need the government to know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
They have so much beta or metadata on us and stuff. They don't need any more and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. When you do oil change, can that go into a database and stuff like that? But that doesn't, like you mentioned, you go out of state and it gets jacked up.
Yeah, well, but supposedly based on GPS, they will know you went out of state, so they wouldn't count that.
Mm.
Is that kind of a thing? Yeah. But that's only because you're using the GPS thing. You're letting them track you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure if that's the solution, it's never going to pass, right? Yeah. The bill is never going to pass.
I feel enough shame parked in front of Sturman Rhino already, who doesn't have to make it official, guys?
Don't you know you're supposed to leave your phone at home when you go to the place?
I don't need Galvin Deuce to know that, you know what I mean? Come on, get off my ass, you know what I mean?
Literally.
Yeah.
Anna, any thoughts on this? As somebody who drives a lot from San Diego to L.A.,
I know. I don't know. I mean, I'm already being followed, so might as well just track my mileage. I don't know. I'm a little mad that the electric cars are not paying the gas tax because I just realized that.
I just realized it too when I heard this news. Yeah.
I realized, whatever. But I refuse to get an electric car. So
at this point, ditto as well.
Yeah. So you know what? It is what it is.
As somebody that's driven, a hybrid car for the last 2 years, just get a hybrid car. A hybrid car is perfectly fine. You know what I mean?
You can get a hybrid car.
I refill my hybrid car like 3 times. I mean, every 3 weeks to every 4 weeks. It's good. I get 41 miles per gallon. So, yeah.
I didn't know the Batmobile came in hybrid mode.
Yeah, of course. And also, have you guys, this is a bit of a tangent, but it's not really. But did you guys hear that the Biden administration has levied a lot of taxes against Chinese-made EV cars and stuff like that?
Yeah, because if they release their cars here, nobody would buy American because their cars are hella cheap.
I was going to mention that too, because I've been to China.
Timu's going to start selling cars?
Huh?
Timu?
No, essentially, what it is. You know how much they estimate a car would cost when China, if China would sell it over here based on their pricing?
It's about $12,000.
Yeah. What
exactly? Yeah. Right? It would be that cheap. So
also, I was gonna mention, I've sat in those cars. I've been in those cars the last couple of times I've been to China. Those are really nice, sleek cars, and the stuff that the technology that they throw into those EV cars, it's like, you know how when you buy a car, they like charge for any kind of upgrade or anything like that, right?
You want to look behind your rear view mirror, you got to pay for that.
Exactly, and these EV cars that they have in China are like fully loaded. They have these 3D images where you can see like a top view, like a bird's eye view of the car. So when you're parking and stuff like that, they have like these 3D images, but like kind of images of people crossing the street when you're parked at a light and stuff like that. They have all these technology and stuff. The LED screens are really crisp and clear and stuff like that. if they, there's a reason why he they put that that tariff on there and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, the really nice electric cars.
Yeah, because those cars,
well, at that price, I would totally get an EV.
That's
car.
The reason why they're blocking it. Yeah, they don't want us to you know, we're gonna lose business. I mean, wait, sorry, yeah. America's gonna lose business in China if those cars come over here.
Yeah, you would think the priority would be to save the planet. To reduce emissions and stuff like that, but that's not the case. And another thing that's come out recently, I think a couple weeks ago, China is actually one of the G7 countries that actually reduced their emissions recently and stuff like that. So,
yeah, because of all the EV cars in China,
yeah,
they have like the majority of, not the majority, but like a huge percentage of Chinese people have EVs.
Yeah, so, I don't know if I don't know if I told you this story, but I went to Guangzhou like after the pandemic, obviously, like back in October. I've gone a couple times, right? So before that, I went to a place called Guangzhou, and there's a big metropolitan city. Millions of people live there and stuff like that. And before the pandemic stuff, they had a gasoline taxi cars everywhere, you know, thousands of them and stuff like that. And then when I went back after the pandemic, in one fell swoop, all of those cars, taxis are gone. They're just gone. They're all replaced by either hybrid or full electric cars and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So say what you will about communism and stuff like that. It's horrible, blah, blah, blah. But they can make radical changes in a snap of a finger. You know what I mean? So, and as a result, that city, like I said, Guangzhou, is a big, huge, millions of people and stuff like that. It used the smog and pollution used to be thick as a dick and stuff like that. You know, I could barely breathe and stuff like that. But now, after all those taxi cars have been turned to electric or hybrid, the city's fine. It's pretty clean. You know, so what are you gonna do?
So you're saying authoritarianism is the way to go?
Hey man, don't be gay in those countries. You know, don't be gay. Well, don't be a Muslim. Apparently, you know what I'm saying. But hey man, them in the Philippines can't figure out which islands are whose and stuff like that. But hey man, there's a good side and a bad side to every country and stuff like that. Hey, and also another funny story. I went to China after the Vegas shooting. Remember that from a few years ago?
Oh, you know, geez. Okay, yeah.
And we're talking about gun laws in China. And they were just like mesmerized. They were like completely baffled by American gun laws and how they let this happen and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, hey, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
All right, on that note.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. On that note, it's the 779th episode of the show.
This wasn't the show? That wasn't the show? Is that more show?
And as of this recording, it's currently 9:33 p.m., June 10, 2024, in Brooklyn, New York. And it's time to take a look and see what's up.
What's up?
So over at Brooklyn, New York, or specifically the Brooklyn Bridge, people are saying that they're seeing House of the Dragon Game of Thrones related banners.
I said that earlier.
You know, that are in the Brooklyn and Manhattan Bridge, right? Apparently... And then John Ming went ahead and said, hey, did you guys hear about this? Over at the Brooklyn Bridge, they have banners for Game of Thrones.
That's our New York correspondent right now.
So here's the thing. Social media users are sharing the videos ahead of the season 2 premiere on this coming Sunday, claiming that the banners are real. Apparently, there are no banners hanging from either bridge.
Boo.
It is... AI, folks. AI, AR stuff. You know, you can see like the visual thing on the video, but it's actually not really hanging.
I don't believe in love anymore. That's all I feel.
Yeah,
about. You know what I mean.
What about that cost?
What about
that
giant?
Rude.
What about that giant squid that washed up on the beach? You can tell me that's not real. You see that one? It's nothing real anymore.
But this is a good kind of like. Segue to something that I noticed, was it yesterday? I think it was it was over the weekend, right? So for the Game of Thrones thing, people are going online saying, hey, they have banners in Brooklyn, you know, and they're going like they're spreading it on the internet. They're making it go viral. As John had noticed.
Right.
The other day, on the YouTube thing, because you know, algorithm and stuff, for whatever reason, one of the things that popped up was Pirates of the Caribbean starring Austin Butler and Emma Stone, right? Because obviously, for me, obviously, it's AI. It's an AI thing, right? Looking at the comments, people were going, oh, figures Disney is going to do this. Yeah. You know, it's not Jack, what's the name again? What's the guy's name?
Johnny Depp.
No. What's the guy's name? Captain Jack.
Oh, Captain Jack.
If not Captain Jack, if it isn't Johnny Depp, like, well, why would Disney do this? And have you seen like whatever they're doing? He doesn't look like he's in the part kind of thing.
Yeah.
And these are loads and loads of comments on this YouTube video, and then there'll be like one sole person, two, three sole people. Hey guys, it's this is an AI video. You guys get that, right?
Yeah.
And are people, I don't know, AI is good, but it's not that good yet. They really can't tell.
No, they can't. These are the same people who live in different states that we shouldn't talk about.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted. To coin the millennials or whatever, or Gen Zs, I was shook. You know, it's like, I was looking at the comments. I'm like, they're joking, right? They're being sarcastic about
it. They're for real.
It was nuts.
Why do you think we are in the state we are, Albert?
Because of these people.
Here's where I am personally. I think AI and all that trickery can get me on the knee jerk reaction. You know what I mean? Like you guys mentioned, they got me with the Brooklyn Bridge or the band and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because when I saw us kind of scrolling through Twitter and social media, just sticking around at work, they can get me on a knee jerk reaction. But if one of those things where if for me to actually cut and paste or share with my friend or do a little bit of critical thing, I can still pick up the AI of it all. I mentioned that giant squid and some of that. Because that giant squid, I also saw as I was scrolling through my social media and stuff. But then I thought about it, and I looked into it, and I said, no, that's not. I can't tweet that to my friends or, you know, copy and paste to my friends and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's where I am personally.
Wait, so you're not talking about the giant squid in Watchmen?
No, did you see the giant squid on the beach?
No.
Did you see that one?
No.
I guess that was AI.
Yeah. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So I don't have to look it up, right?
I'm typing in the show notes right now. All right, I'll look it up later. I thought you were doing a reference to Watchmen, but okay.
Oh my god, this whole time, Albert.
this whole time, like okay, I get Jarvis reference. Yeah, Watchmen. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, fake. Yeah, I get it. it ties in though. It ties in. Spoilers to Watchmen, but it ties in.
There you go. Look, everything ties in.
Yes, but anyways, banners in Brooklyn, fake. Of course, it's a good thing we have like a real life person who's in New York who can verify this, right? Yeah. So, Ruthie, have you seen the banners at the Brooklyn Bridge? Okay, thank you. All right. So, next one I have here. Speaking of AI,
back to you in the studio, Albert.
Back to you.
We did it again.
But this one, just going to subject. Here's the title: Fake Beauty Queens Charm Judges at the Miss AI Pageant. Yeah, folks, there is a AI pageant. Miss AI pageant. Inaugural Miss AI pageant.
Oh, that does remind me. Never mind the story. I do remember a few months ago, I was scrolling through Instagram, you know, looking for hot chicks and stuff like that. And I clicked on one. I hit follow and stuff like that. And over the next few weeks, I was like, wow. There's a lot of like these images are really pretty and stuff like that. Wow, everything's so glamorous and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like extra glamorous. There's like no what do you call it? Like real life stuff. You know, well, this is her just like, you know, watching TV, you know what I mean? Just hanging out. I was like, wow, this is everything's pristine. Everything's all it's like really pretty. And then I clicked on it, I looked at it, wait a minute. This is AI. God damn it. You got me. My mouth is open. Hey, you got me.
Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, AI was a mistake.
Speaking of AI fooling people, I mean, John Meg.
I like how casually Robert just scrolling for hot chicks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what he does. Yeah. But at the same time.
I'm sorry. It's funny.
Do you have a name for this Instagram AI person?
No, I was so.
I want to see what he's looking at.
I was so embarrassed, I unfollowed really quickly.
Sure, you know I mean? Sure. I'm sure you know the name. Come on. No, you gotta say the name.
No, literally, I did unfollow and stuff like that. I wouldn't be so embarrassed. I would not provide a link, but I really did, what do you call it? I really did unfollow. It looked like she was, it reminded me of, what's her name? Oh, shoot. What's that chick? Laura Craft. I was like, fuck, she's like Laura Craft. She's going on adventures everywhere and stuff like that. You know what I mean? She's traveling all over the world. I was like, wow, it's really impressive. But no, was an AI chick. So what are you going to do?
Okay. According to this, the AI pageant thing is not done yet. It looks like it's still going, and they have finalists right now.
Yeah, the computer program's still running. I know. I get it. Yeah,
so who should win? Yeah. Yeah, this is the future. This is the future, folks.
Yeah.
Be very, very scared. Mm-hmm. Oh, my dog just farted.
Jesus.
Wow.
Hold on.
He's out of breath.
Okay. Here we go. Next.
Do you need a gas mask?
Next up.
We're on a roll today, guys.
Okay. Next subject. We'll just add a story. Cold Stone Creamery faces suit over lack of real pistachios in pistachio ice cream. Now, my question here is, did you expect to have pistachio in the ice cream? Like when I go when I go to the ice cream place, when they have like a flavor, I mean like a name, like apple ice cream or whatever. Oh, that's an example, or chocolate, or as an example, I don't actually expect them to have like the physical item in the ice cream sometimes, especially pistachio. I just assume it's the flavor. Like you don't eat mango ice cream and expect actual mango in there.
Not unless you go to a fancy ice cream shop.
Sure.
But yeah, if you're going to Cold Stone or Baskin Robbins, I'm getting flavor number 32. You know, with red food coloring and all that. Like, it's dumb to expect that.
Yeah. So, here, speaking of which, the pistachio flavoring is defined as a mixture of water, ethanol, propylene, glycol, natural and artificial flavor, yellow 5, and blue 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, a reasonable person, I will agree with Baskin Robbins, Cold Stone here, that a reasonable person would assume that it's just a flavor, not that they actually have the item in the ice cream.
Yeah. They're not grinding pistachio in the back and stuff like that, you know, grinding it down and turning it into liquid and stuff like that. Yeah. They're not doing that, apparently.
Like, if you order Rocky Road ice cream, I mean, what is a Rocky Road? I mean, do you have pieces of roads in there? I mean,
is Rocky Road like chocolate or something like that? A type of chocolate?
It's a type of chocolate.
Chocolate with marshmallows.
Well, really, Rocky Road has marshmallows.
I don't know. I could be confusing it.
When I get Rocky Road, I don't normally see marshmallows.
I don't know. I'm guessing it wrong. Hold on, let me look it up.
It says here, Rocky Road ice cream is a chocolate flavored ice cream, though there are variations from the original flavor. It traditionally comprises chocolate ice cream, nuts, and whole or diced marshmallows. Huh? There we go.
I wasn't wrong.
So, but another example would be like strawberry. Strawberry, like just not strawberry, right? It's just like a food coloring or additives to reproduce, reproduce strawberry, right?
Strawberry is absolutely fake strawberry.
Yeah.
If you were getting real strawberry, you would not like it.
Yeah.
Did you read the article, Anna, when you sent this?
I did actually.
Was there a conclusion?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think Cold Stone didn't reply back. They didn't answer the emails from the journalist. And I don't remember them being like in a final resolution. Like, it's still ongoing, I think.
Didn't they send a picture of a pistachio nut and say, are these the nuts? These nuts that you're looking for?
Should that be the title of the episode? Are these the nuts you're not too long?
Yeah. These nuts.
Yeah. I changed my mind. No. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Just throwing in our favorite words and numbers.
Wait, what did you say?
Nothing. I'll say it again.
I mean, that could be the title of the episode, Anna.
Oh, you're not gonna pick it.
Okay, I'm not gonna pick it. All right. Or maybe I will. And that's what's up. You can find this podcast on Instagram Threads and YouTube at Stuff Juncture. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whoatworstwhy.com. Before we wrap things up, a really quick question. I regret bringing this up, but I will bring it up anyway. Kind of related to that stupid video game topic that we had a few weeks ago or several months ago. Recently, Xbox had the showcase on the quote-unquote fake E3 thing. And they showed the trailer for Fable again. Now, as if you remember, or if you took it out of your memory, I don't blame you. I was saying how there are a group of people out there, gamers, who are not happy when video games don't have hot chicks, essentially.
Oh, right? Yeah. This is the podcast where Albert had, like, an aneurysm, right?
Yes.
Is she hot? No.
Yeah. Is she hot? No. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wish Ruthie was here to recreate that magic. You know what I mean?
So, one of the games that those gamers complain about is the upcoming Fable game for Xbox, right? It hasn't come out yet, but they showed the trailer last year and they showed the trailer this year. And people
hasn't come out yet, but that's not gonna stop them from complaining.
Well, okay. I mean, they're saying that she the main character, or as they believe is the main character, looks ugly, right?
Oh, jeez.
So essentially, why are they forcing her on us? Why do we have to play that character in this game?
She's definitely not all over again.
She's definitely not. Okay. I would not do her. Said the gamer.
Said the gamers. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, said the gamers. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sitting in his mom's basement.
to quote somebody here. Oh, no, I won't quote here. I'll quote it afterwards. So last year they released this character. Now Fable. If you guys have never played Fable before, you could change the character based on the kind of male, female, blah 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 blah. Sure. So she may not actually be the person you play. For all I know, nobody knows at this point. And then as of yesterday, when they did the Xbox Game Showcase, they released a new trailer for Fable. In my head, I was thinking like, well, they're going to avoid the discourse and change the character so that she looks different. Same character. Mm-hmm. Same character. Now, my question here is that the right call from Xbox to do that they're like, you know what, we're not going to hear the complaints, we're going to stick with our guns and use this character even though people don't like how she looks. Now, is that the right call, or should they just make her hotter? I don't know.
We are proud of our fugly characters, you know what I'm saying? How dare you. We will not bow down to these toxic masculinity, you know what I mean? You know what? We added a snag or two. So what do you think of that? You know what I mean? We went from a D, triple D to a D cup only.
Now I'll add this other tidbit. The character is based on a real person.
Oh wow!
Right. The British actress is named Lily Nicole. Right, and that's the person they use as a basis of what this person looks like. Admittedly, I would say she looks much prettier in person in real life than she does in the game. Okay? Yeah. So I could blame them for going like, well, why didn't you capture how pretty she looked in real life into the game? Blah, 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 blah. And for whatever reason, you guys kind of screwed up and she's not as pretty as she looks in real life.
Yeah.
Besides that, so you're saying they should have stuck with their guns and just stuck with this character, even though got a lot of negative comments last year about it. In fact, one of the comments this year, and I will quote here, this is from Goblin Kun on IGN. Okay. Oh my god, they're really sticking with the lady character's design. I've always loved the Fable games and never cared much about their formerly blocky designs. But since this one is more quote unquote realistic, the lady's character's unattractiveness just gets emphasized even more. I wonder if the gameplay and story will be able to counter the horrid character design. We'll find out in the future, but damn, that forehead, that chin, that jawline, that hair. Someone hopefully would make a mod for the PC version to improve her looks.
That's fun to be a girl. What's going on here? Yeah.
Yeah, and especially the fact that she's based on a real person, guys. She's based on a real person.
Harsh.
Harsh. Harsh indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this was episode...
Gamer dudes.
This was episode 779 of the Stuff in Junction. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who With Worst Wine production. Wait, what the hell? I'm getting a verification thing.
Oh, that's
for
weird.
Who? Oh snap! Tobias trying to try to log into one of my things.
Who?
It doesn't say though. It doesn't say what it is. Huh? It just says please enter blah 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 as your verification code to complete your registration.
Uh oh.
And the number here is 811-811, whatever that means. Huh.
Is it like the Google authenticator?
It's a two-factor authenticator.
Okay.
So somebody's trying to log into me. That's me, I guess. Weird. To my number. That has my number written out, so. Huh.
That's weird. Someone keeps trying to hack into my Wendy's account.
Your Wendy's account? Yeah.
My Wendy's account, yeah. So there are people out there who want things.
Yep, here's a voicemail that was left on our Who at Worst Why number. I apparently let one of my Google Voice numbers expire. I didn't realize that.
Oh my god, I always have to remind myself to like send myself a message or something.
Well, the thing is though, is I have two of them, right? And I, for some reason, I thought it was the other one, the Who at Worst Why one. And then I guess I should have paid more attention to the email because apparently it was for my other one, my personal one, so to speak.
Oh.
And I use that as two-factor authenticator for some things. So I don't know what's going to happen when it's going to go, oh, we're going to send it to number with ending 0576. I'm like, shit. So what the hell?
I don't have access to that number no more.
Yeah. Hopefully they have an option. Oh, can I two-factor some other way? I think it's one of my Instagram accounts, actually. It's the one that's tied to that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. Indeed. Because I got an email from Google yesterday. It's like, they're like, we're verifying that your Google voice number is now terminated. I'm like, wait, what? I made a call on this number last week. And they're like, oh, wait, I made a call on the other Google
voice other number. Oh, Albert.
I know.
I'll write these things down.
I know.